This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can watch this show live. Our man Vaughn, he's always on the job, always in there, putting together a real nice looking show for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, concentrating, panning left and right, zooming.
Switching.
Putting up a lower
graphics.
Third. I don't know what he's doing in there. It looks like hard work, though. You should make it pay off for him. Watch the show. Go to radioalice.com/watch. That takes you directly to the Looking Glass.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
Girl, look at that body.
That's 24 Hour Fitness. Thank you.
Girl, look at that body.
So, the coronavirus is bad news. I already talked about it, but it's affecting world markets.
Yeah.
The mayor of a Chinese city where the virus broke out says, I'd be happy to resign. The rumor is...
Oh, did he cause this?
I don't think he did, but, you know, take the hit for the team.
Mm, someone's got to pay.
Right. They're calling this person a whistleblower who has said, the reports that this is... even remotely contained are absurd. It's completely into the thousands now beyond what we've heard.
You know, and we heard about a couple cities being on lockdown, and I guess I just thought of them because I hadn't heard the names of these cities before, so I thought little places. There's like one of them has 7 million people, one of them's like a 10 million people. I mean, it's they're locking down places that are like the size of New York City or more.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so this is the real deal. It's shown up here in California and other states in our union, so it's a bummer.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, during their New Year celebration.
Yes.
Which is...
A prime time for transmission.
By the way, how was your New Year celebration?
Didn't yes,
you
gather
the,
yeah,
the...
Very busy.
The families?
Mm-hmm. All the families.
He was giving me crap for working on Saturday.
That's right, yeah.
He's like, oh, my family would not be having... I'm like, it's fun.
Mom
it's
would
a hobby.
Be so mad at you right now.
Like,
she sent me all this, like, pictures of her... What were you doing? Crafts of sorts?
Yeah, some kind of crafts.
She's, I'm not working. It's a hobby. I'm like, oh, well, that's okay then.
You're still good with the Vietnamese.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Both
and
sides.
No work.
No work. Not even a shower. I felt kind of grimy at the end of the day because I was chasing my daughter around. But I was like, oh, I'll save it for tomorrow.
All right.
Don't want to break with traditions.
So when you say you save it for tomorrow, that means you climbed in bed kind of stinky.
I did. Well, yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm. But are you sleeping by yourself?
Mm-hmm. I am sleeping.
I wonder why.
You don't sleep with your wife ever.
I do, especially on weekends when I, you know, she just hates my snoring still, even if it's a weekend.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because she needs to sleep.
Yeah, she needs to sleep.
Well, but yeah, she's going to get up with that baby.
Crawl into their bed and sleep with them.
Their bed, because you have a family bed.
Well, their bed is in Anita and Cameron sleep together.
Yeah.
Right.
And they both don't like me there. Like they both kick me in the face all the time.
Wow.
Does Camera have her own room?
She does, but it's more storage now. It's
I
just,
see.
Yeah, we just put everything in there because she doesn't want to sleep by herself.
In the bed, right.
So she ends up, of course, turning all over the place and upside down and kicks me in the face.
Yeah.
So I ended up putting my head towards where everybody's feet is, and then Anita starts kicking me in the face. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was your leg. So she was trying to put her leg on my leg, but it was on my face, and I'm like fighting the feet off. Then went to my room.
I get
back
it. So
room.
You sleep alone. I got that now.
Everybody wins.
Boy.
Understood.
Does everyone win? Yes.
What do you mean?
Wins.
Why wouldn't everyone win?
Just wondering
win?
If that's you know. The case. Seems like, you know, if you wanted to sleep with your family, you're not winning.
Sarah, let me ask you a question.
Ask away.
Have you ever ding-dong ditched anybody?
I have. Can you even do that anymore with the whole new ring system?
The kids in my neighborhood were doing it. Just over the weekend,
oh.
I pull up, because I wasn't around home most of the weekend, but I pull up, I'm not going to say their names because they don't need to be. But they had just run away from one of the neighbor's house. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? Ding dong ditching. Like in the middle of daylight when no one's home.
Yeah.
So they're just bored.
Well, you know, it's good that they're finding things to do.
But so, yes, people still do it. This story did not turn out well, though. Mm. Clearly, they picked the guy who has no kids and doesn't get it.
Yeah, no sense of humor.
A California man is accused of intentionally driving his car into another car, killing three teen boys, and did so in retaliation after the boys ding-dong ditched his home. This guy, Anurag Chandra, 42, faces three counts of murder and three counts of attempted murder for the accident, which occurred in, I think it was Riverside.
Anurag.
A-N-U-R-A-G.
Anurag.
I don't know.
Nice, I like it. Anyway, I mean, I don't like what he did, but wow, I've never heard that name before.
Under California state law, if Chandra is found guilty of first-degree murder and one of several special circumstances about the crime are proven, he could be eligible for life in prison without parole
or
the death penalty.
Good. Get him out.
Although,
you don't go smashing you. The kids are ding-dong ditching you.
Oh,
were
here
you
it
never
is.
A child?
It was Riverside. One of the boys rang his doorbell and darted back. So this is a birthday party. These boys are, there's six boys, apparently 16 to 18 age group. They're having a birthday party for one of the kids.
In the car?
Well, I think they're having it. It's one of their houses, but they went out in the car. And I guess this is what they had chosen to do. Here it is. 6 teenage boys were having a sleepover in this guy's neighborhood. One of them was dared to ring this dude's doorbell.
Oh, my God.
So the boy rang the doorbell, darted back into the Toyota Prius, which is no escape vehicle. It is
really?
Not
and
what you want to use.
Six people in that. The thing is just like, please help me. I can barely move with two people in here.
This guy jumps into his Infiniti Q50 and chased after the teen's car.
Oh, my God.
He rammed into the back of the Prius and sent it veering off the road into a tree. Daniel Hawkins, Jacob Avascu, and Drake Ruiz, all 16, were killed. The 18-year-old driver and two passengers, ages 13 and 14, were injured but survived.
Oh, my God.
The boys didn't know this guy. They just
randomly
chosen his random house to ding-dong ditch.
Oh, God.
It's just, here's a quote, it's just beyond what someone's reaction should be to someone ringing your doorbell and running away. I remember me and Jason Sisko did this dude's house around the corner from him. We were on our bicycles, and it was the first time that night that we'd done it to anybody or this guy in particular. This dude chased us on foot for like 3 blocks, and we're on bikes, so ring the doorbell. Take off. And all of a sudden comes bolting out the door and he could run, man. He's trying to catch us and we are little BMX bikes. We feel like we're racing away for our lives now. And we did get away and he ran out of steam. I mean, he was,
so long you can go.
I don't know if he was barefoot or what, but he didn't catch
us. He wasn't having it.
But the reaction from some people, I was like, geez, dude, kids live in your neighborhood. They do dumb stuff. My God.
Yeah. We had some terrible experiences with the ding-dong ditch. And yet it persists because you have nothing else to do.
Well, of course. That's the point. You're bored.
Yeah. And every Sunday, all the cousins would be at my grandmother's house, Mimi and Guy's house. And we would ding-dong ditch. And, man, we just got in trouble. Like, I look back at it now, I'm like, who even complains about that? Oh, well, boo-hoo, your doorbell rang. But they knew it was the Clark kids, you know. So they call
maybe
my grandmother.
Waking up the baby. Maybe
sure,
someone's
I guess.
Disabled inside.
Yeah, sure. Come up with
someone
good reasons.
Someone works overnight hours. You're waking them up.
I suppose that's true. I would be pissed, too. But I don't know if I'd come out and, brandishing a weapon.
Yeah, right.
The six teenagers were celebrating one of the kids' birthdays on the night of the incident. The two youngest boys that were injured but not killed were the brothers of the two boys who died.
So six kids in a Prius means the two in the front were sharing that seat. Like, it's amazing that I'm sure everyone in the car was messed up, but it's, it's just
heavy, huh?
It's heavier than heavy.
What does that guy get?
Awful. Like, he get, you know,
life. We don't do the death penalty anymore, so I don't even know why they mention it.
Right, it just costs taxpayers more money. Yeah, you know, in a fit of rage, this guy goes after these kids.
But he rammed their car off the road, dude. You like?
I know. It's, but is that a manslaughter thing, or is that, you know, did he intend to murder them?
And does he have a history of this kind of
stuff?
Right. Well, exactly. I don't know about that, but you'd think that a grown man would know better than to, in any way, shape, or form, run a car off the road.
And you, Rog, does it say how old he is?
Is
he,
is he a
fully grown man?
I think.
Yes. Oh, 40, yeah.
42-year-old.
Yeah, 42.
That seems to be in the prime of grown-upness.
Yeah, I think he's...
Yeah, well,
I mean,
he's,
think of those families aren't going to be like, oh, well, he didn't mean it.
No, of course not.
They're going to be like, yeah, that guy destroyed our family.
Changed our lives forever and his own.
Right. Super Bowl's around the corner. It's Niners week, everyone. The Niners are in the Super Bowl. One of the storylines out there, because our coach, Kyle Shanahan, San Francisco 49ers coach, Kyle Shanahan, has coached with other teams before, and at one point he was the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons, who at that time they'd made the Super Bowl. Mm. He was offensive coordinating the Falcons right out of a Super Bowl win as they were up 28-3 on the Patriots.
I remember it well. Comeback of the century.
It was a big comeback, and people say it was, you know, there are people out there who say it was his fault. He had a huge lead, and he kept throwing the ball. He needed to run. Sit on that lead. What is he, crazy? Whatever the
I blame
case
the defense
may be.
For them. Four things.
There's a prop bet out there now on whether the 49ers will blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl.
Based off of that particular game. Okay,
that he
what
was
do I win for that?
Offensive coordinating. There's another prop bet where the Chiefs will be held to only 4 points, which means two safeties.
Right.
They say it's only happened once in pro football history, but these are those crazy odds bets. So Shanahan has a 100-1 odds to blow another 28-3 lead. That means if you bet $100, it'll pay out $10,000.
I like that. And the other one, place that bet. I'm sure there's people who are like, "F it, I'll just try it."
The odds on the Chiefs scoring only 4 points is almost. Let me see here. How do I say this? They're offering 9,999-1 odds on the Chiefs scoring exactly 4 points, which means $100 would almost pay out $1 million.
That's crazy.
If you're willing to throw away $100 on the possibility
stranger things have had.
Sure.
It's an infinite universe.
Though, I mean, I come on. Very unlikely.
Highly. That's why they've got those kind of odds.
This Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the Niners
did the Pro Bowl happen this week? I didn't hear anything, not
Ooh,
one thing about it.
I thought
that it was
a
couple weeks ago.
No, it's like between the end of the season,
yeah,
I think
it happened over the weekend, yeah.
Is it Hawaii?
I didn't watch it, but.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I don't even
I don't watch
remember
it
hearing a thing about it. They don't play hard. They don't want to get hurt.
No, it's not.
They're all from different teams. They don't have, like, you know, well-oiled plays.
No. No, I didn't pay attention to it at all.
Yeah, I don't even remember hearing one thing about it.
In fact, I was so excited about my Harry Potter 4.
Yeah, are you watching that alone?
Yeah.
So you're just in watching the Harry Potters.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I've read the books, I thought I'd watch them. And I can see there's a lot of, you could be a harsh critic of that.
Yes.
But I'm trying not to be.
No. They're for kids. They are fun. They're good. The kids get older and older.
They're so much older. Mm. But you just, you know.
You're only halfway through.
Right.
You didn't finish 4.
No, and I'm going to go back and start
and
4 over because I was doing chores and stuff.
The Golden Chalice or something? What is
it? Yes. Wow, look, the Goblet of Fire.
Goblet
or
of Fire,
like that.
That's what it is, right. Well, I remember you just said that Cedric Diggory was in it, or Cedric, however you say his name.
Well, I don't know about that, but I did notice it was Robert Pattinson. And
young,
I'm like,
before the Twilight movies.
Is that right? Mm. Wow. All the girls loved him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, back to the Super Bowl real quick. The number one Super Bowl food is chips and dip, according to this story.
Not chicken wings, huh?
Wings is second, pizza third. So if you're planning your party, those are the foods the peoples want to eat.
I haven't even thought about it.
Are you going to have a party?
Well, no. I mean, but we'll definitely have... Yeah, you know what? It'll wind up being a small party. Very small. It's my brother and sister-in-law and maybe like one or two of John's friends.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I don't know what we're going to do. Our kitchen's torn apart. You know, we're doing a remodel.
I do. How's that going?
Just last night I threw away... Well, this is part of the reason I didn't get Harry Potter done. I'm cleaning out the fridge, throwing away all this bad food, and then I look at all the... You know, what's
Press
left.
Shelves.
And I'm like, oh, I am going to so clean. I don't have a sink.
Nope.
I am so not
clean
cleaning
it later.
You. Yeah. I'm doing that now. There's
That's
no
a
sink.
Good deal. Like, my intentions were good. I didn't have the tools.
Couldn't believe it. Just about to get some stuff done and foiled.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have to go home to the family. There's no sense putting it off any longer.
Yeah. I'm going to go clean out the fridge. Wash those shelves down.
It's not really.
I might fix the roof.
It's not.
I'm going to check the gutters.
Hey, before we break, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
Because I've also not really been on Instagram as much as I normally should be, or would be, I guess is a better way to put that. What is this Dolly Parton challenge, and what does she have to do with it?
Yeah, what does she have to do with this, Susie? I saw that you did this.
You know what? Because Shaniwani had posted something, and I think I liked his, and so he texted me. Here's what yours would be. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. So I don't know, but all the celebrities were doing it. Everybody on Facebook and Instagram was doing it. Vaughn, do you know the connection, the Dolly Parton thing?
Did she start this whole thing?
That's
I can't imagine she did. She doesn't work Instagram.
Right.
Well,
somebody works it for her. And they had a great
idea.
Anyway,
it's a grouping of four pictures, and one is business, LinkedIn, one is
Tinder.
Yeah.
Instagram,
right.
LinkedIn.
Facebook.
Some people do Tinder or Grindr.
Right. I've seen so many of them, and I thought, I don't understand what Dolly Parton has to do with this. Can anyone tell me? No. All right.
I don't know.
Let's see. Dolly Parton challenge inspires multiple personality memes.
Oh. Is Dolly a multi-personality person? Is that it? Doesn't seem
I think
very
she'd look
PC.
The same in every single one of her pictures.
All right.
Unmovable face. And
our text number is...
So I honestly do not know the connection.
Well, if we find out, we'll let you guys know. I know that I look at Instagram and... What is this? Why
it's something about Dolly can do it all.
Oh.
Oh.
And then everybody else can too?
Yes.
You know, when I was a kid, Dolly Parton was all... It was just all about her boobs. Like that she had just ginormous cans. And
what,
now,
are you a boy?
No, it's just like that was what she was known for.
Well,
like,
I agree, but I'm surprised to hear that.
It just seemed like
a singer.
Yeah, but I wasn't a singer when I was a little kid. It was just like, oh my God, that lady's boobs.
Giant cans,
ridiculous.
And they're fake, right? They are fake.
I have no idea.
Of course they're fake.
Well, at this point,
she must
have
been the first person with a boob job.
Well, now it's funny because I just realized that I haven't thought about her boobs in forever. It's all about that jacked up face and the hair. You know?
Her face is all jacked up.
Oh, you haven't noticed?
I haven't seen her in ages.
Well,
when would I see her?
I mean, boobs.
It seems like her eye, like, recent stuff, this eye is kind of starting to droop a little.
Yeah, she's definitely...
She's so wonderful. I
love
her.
She is. She's absolutely... She seems like a beautiful, kind-hearted soul. Open marriage.
Jane says Dolly did it first.
Wait a minute.
So depending...
Is that why?
Here's some sentences from the internet.
are some sentences,
this is
everyone.
Time Magazine.
All right.
Depending on the social platforms, there is another side of your personality you choose to share with the world. Of course, it's perfectly natural to reveal different aspects of your life on Facebook than you would on Instagram, and everyone's really just a different part of themselves depending on the social situation.
All right.
Having fun with different photos one might present on a dating app versus the proper business mode for LinkedIn. Let's see. The new hotness is the viral Dolly Parton meme.
All right.
It's become known as the Dolly Parton challenge.
So she
has
put
nothing
it up
to
there.
Do with music.
I see.
And it all began when the music icon shared this made-to-be-memed magic.
Oh, well done, Dolly. Way God, go, you're just Dolly. Always breaking new
she
ground.
She captioned it, "Get you a woman who can do it all."
Oh. All right.
Coming up in the chart. Well, first we're going to do our first $1,000 giveaway, and then we'll look at the music chart.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.